More now on the Raelians, the religious group associated with Clone Aid, and we turn to Duncan Moon, NPR's religion correspondent. Thank you for joining us, Duncan.
Hi, Michelle.
First off, the Raelians are interested in cloning because it's a major part of their belief, right?
Yes, they say that humans were created by aliens from outer space, aliens who had mastered genetic manipulation of cell biology. But what sets them apart from others who believe in an alien creation theory is that they call the creators Elohim, which, if you remember, is the same Hebrew name used in the first chapter of Genesis. The founder of the sect, Claude Vorion, says Elohim was wrongly translated there as God, and what it actually means is those who came from the sky. So what they believe is past prophets that, you know, include Moses, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, were all given their revelations and training by these same aliens, or Elohim, as the Raelians call them, and they believe that they will return when there's world peace to share their advanced technology with our world.
Now, the leader of the Raelians, he says that he personally has visited with these aliens?
Yes, that's what he says. He wrote a book, and he says, and it's called The Final Message. And he says he was driving to work on December 13th in 1973, and he felt compelled to drive past the office and visit this dormant volcano that was nearby. He got there, he didn't know why, he got up, stretched his legs, got a breath of air, and as he was leaving, he says he turned back to take one last look, and he saw this flashing light coming down out of the sky. He said it was surprised, it made no noise, and it came closer and closer, and he realized as it got closer that it was shaped like a saucer. He says it continued to come down till it was just a few feet above the surface and stopped. A door opened underneath and a stairwell came down, and he said a human-like creature came out, about 4 feet tall, pale green skin, almond-shaped eyes, and long dark hair. He says they invited him into the ship. They spoke to him in fluent French. They told him to prepare for their return by telling others on the planet who they were and what role they played in mankind's creation. And he says he met with them 5 more times in the next few days and that they gave him the name Rael, hence Raelians, and instructed him to build an embassy for them in Jerusalem and write a book about them.
How many Raelians are there? How large is this sect?
Well, they claim to have 40,000 members worldwide, mostly in France, Canada, and Japan, but they say they're growing in the United States, in Europe, Australia, Southeast Asia, and even Latin America. They claim there are 130 Raelian priests worldwide, but there's no way to independently verify those numbers.
And what is the relationship between the Raelian sect and Clone Aid, the organization that actually conducted this experiment?
Well, part of their teaching, obviously, is that humans were created in laboratories by aliens. It's not a far stretch from that to cloning. After the cloning of Dolly the sheep in 1996, Vorion created the company Clone Aid. And it was to do human cloning and help gay and infertile couples have children. The cost was $200,000 per procedure. And things got a little more serious, I think, when one of his followers, Brigitte Boisselet, who is said to hold 2 doctorates in chemistry, became the scientific director of Clone Aid. Now, Boisselet is the one who made the announcement this morning.
And with that announcement, it's put quite a spotlight on this religious sect that was little known before this. Have they welcomed this attention?
I think they have. Vorion is known as one who likes to seek publicity. He says any good publicity is good publicity, and he sort of seeks it out whenever he can and has been known to brag about it.
Thanks, Duncan.
My pleasure.
NPR's Duncan Moon.